Right, it's 12 past 7 now. It's the Big Breakfast. Liesl Jones filling in for Margot today, Marto.
Liesl, we've been told it's coming. It's worse than the Delta. It is...
Omicron.
Say that again, Siri.
Omicron.
Everyone's sweet on
Omicron.
That.
Omicron.
Do one more.
Omicron.
Okay, I bet you this bloke knows all about it. Dr. Paul Griffin, who's head of infectious disease at the Marto Hospital. Hi, Paul.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right. Now, can we deal with that little bit first? Why the Greek alphabet is Omicron's way towards past halfway? Why, whatever happened to beta and gamma and epsilon?
So we actually had beta, gamma and epsilon strains, but, and you know, as may be the case with... Yeah, as may be the case with this one, that they weren't really as big a problem as we first thought. So they had some concerning mutations, but exactly, just weren't as infectious, and so it didn't take over like Delta has. I mean, clearly Delta is a strain that is really good at spreading and doing the things that we know it does, so it took over. But those other ones kind of just went away. And then we had new, which they thought would be too confusing because people just call it the new variant. And then they had Z, which apparently is too common a surname, so they didn't want to use that one. So that's why they skipped across to Omicron.
Oh, you know everything.
He's the best. So, Dr. Griffin, what makes this one so special? Why do we have Omicron now?
So one of the concerning things about this is it's got lots and lots of mutations, a lot more than perhaps we've seen in terms of some of those other variants. And in terms of mutations, we always worry when they're in the spike protein. So that's the bit of the virus that uses to attach to our cells, but also the bit of the virus that we've targeted with our vaccine. So the concern is if that changes really significantly, our vaccine protection might not be so good. But the importance is we haven't shown that's the case yet. There's potential, and that's what we're looking at now. There'll be lots of good laboratory studies and studies looking at how it behaves out in the community. But at this stage, we haven't demonstrated that it is actually the case just yet.
I hear it's so new that there's not a lot of evidence around. But there was a doctor in Africa, I heard in one of the news reports, saying it's not that bad for you, this strain. How true is that?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we have to take all those sort of reports with a grain of salt, but there's a lot of, you know, mostly anecdotal reports now coming out of there saying it isn't quite as bad as, you know, some people might be worried about. And that still we're seeing more severe disease in the unvaccinated. So our vaccines still, again, early reports, of course, but our vaccines still do seem to be providing some protection. So, you know, if people are wondering how they respond here now, and it's really just doing all the good things we've done so far. Get tested if you have any symptoms, still do your hand hygiene and social distancing, and go and get vaccinated if you haven't already. If people want to know how they reduce the chance of these variants coming and spreading, well, it's still to get the vaccines that we have now.
Hey, Paul, first dose, Queensland, 86.2%. Second, you know, fully vaccinated, 75.9%. Would you have thought we'd get to that stage? I thought we were going to be more hesitant at that. It seems okay, doesn't it?
Yeah, look, it's good and we should be grateful we've gotten this far, but we also need to not overcall that and stop that good momentum. We really need to get as high as we can. And, you know, I'd like to see us push into the 90s. I think, you know, a few months ago, no one would have thought that was possible, but we've seen it happen in New South Wales, Victoria, ACT. So it can happen and it should happen. So, you know, that's really got to be our focus right now is let's see if we can get into the 90s because our lives will be a lot better for it, most definitely.
I met my first bloke on the weekend. He'd had a booster shot. He's younger
already?
Than me. But yeah, he's a FIFO, so for some reason they said they advised them all, but he's had his second shot more than 6 months ago, got his booster. Does it, and I never got around to asking him, do you have to have the same, you know, someone like me had AstraZeneca, is that booster AstraZeneca or I can get anything?
It's a bit of a complicated answer because there's a few sort of combinations and permutations. So, you know, seek advice from your GP or vaccine provider. But by and large, we're using Pfizer mostly for these boosters right now. So if you've had Pfizer, that's what you'll get for your booster. But if you've had AstraZeneca for your primary course, well, then most of those people will swap across to Pfizer.
So don't let the media panic us about Omicron.
No, that's right. I mean, it highlights why we need to do everything we can to stay ahead of the virus, particularly getting as many people vaccinated as possible across the world. We really should look at vaccine equity in these countries where this variant has arisen. But, you know, do all the same good things we've been doing and we'll be able to stay ahead of this one too.
And Paul, they're saying now that this Omicron is coming out of South Africa and there's a few questions as to whether we should be saying that they found it in South Africa, that they've got the leading epidemiologists in South Africa. Would that be a fair assumption?
Yeah, I think, you know, while there's some people that are being a bit critical, I think we should commend them for finding this so quickly and doing that genomic sequencing and alerting the world to it so we can, you know, do those further tests and we can start, you know, changing our vaccines if we need to, or our tests or other things. So, you know, in many ways they've done all of us a really good service by finding it and sharing that information so quickly. And, you know, that's part of the reason we've been able to respond so well to this virus, is we do have access to this great technology, and, you know, most of the countries are doing such a good job at doing exactly this sort of thing.
Love your work, Dr. Paul Griffin, Head of Infectious Diseases at Mater Hospital. At ease.
As always, thank you.
Thank you.